2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. Tuesday afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. 82 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. You could see a new rock quarry in Parley's Canyon, just a few miles from the mouth of the canyon. The Division of Air Quality has given its initial approval, and we have team coverage. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been following this story. Amy, are there any concerns about this proposal?
Jeff, there are concerns from several groups in the valley. They argue the proposed limestone quarry could send a lot of dust into the air. Leaders in Mill Creek and Salt Lake County have been outspoken about how all that dust could then end up in their cities. And to give you an idea of where this is, it's just about 3 miles up the canyon. There's also worries that this could just be an eyesore. Fraser Bullock is leading the effort to bring the Olympics back to Utah, and he says it would negatively impact the games.
So we have the look, which is going to be negative for decades and decades to come. The second is air quality. And the only way that they can suppress all the dust and everything, at least to some extent, is by using millions of gallons of water. So bad air, lots of water, and a bad look just doesn't make any sense to a games when we're hosting the world.
We've also heard from an informal group opposed to the quarry called Save Parley's. They say the company Granite Construction has a history of violating environmental regulations, and there is some documentation to collaborate that, but it also looks like the company has paid any fines that they needed to. Jeff?
Well, there are two sides to every story. So what is the company saying about this, Amy?
The company behind the plans, Granite Construction, says there are good reasons to support the project. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more.
In a statement, Granite Construction points out their modeling suggests the facility will stay well below federal and state thresholds for air pollution. They also argue passenger cars and trucks produce much more in the way of emissions than any mining or extraction operations. Further, they say if they have to truck in the materials rather than mining them locally, that's more of an impact on air quality.
Finally, Granite says it's not actually visible from the urban area, while also it has just easy access to the freeway. The Division of Air Quality is now accepting public comments for the next 30 days. They looked into how this potential quarry would impact the air quality in Salt Lake. The full report is over 400 pages, but the main takeaway is that the quarry will have to limit hours of operation to stay within legal air pollution thresholds. Jeff?
Well, if you want to make a public comment, Amy, and you want to talk to the Division of Air Quality, is there a form you fill out?
There is. You can go onto their website, and they have like an approved list of projects that you can look at. You find this one, it's second on the list. Click on that, and there's a number there. There's an email. You can send all of those in.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. It's 3:33. The downside of a snow-filled winter is bone-rattling potholes. So bad that UDOT needed to add an extra $20 million to their budget to make things right. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell with the story.
UDOT's maintenance fund is usually around $180 million, spread out across things like snow plowing, flood prevention, and pothole maintenance. But after the winter just gone, funds have been stretched to keep on top of the extra work, and UDOT has been forced to reshuffle, taking $20 million out of road construction projects to put towards the maintenance. According to UDOT's John Gleason, though, this won't have any impact on the current or future construction projects.
Right now, parts of I-215 are in the worst shape, and they're getting the most attention from the road crews. An amazing statistic now as water continues to cascade down the mountains. Kevin Eubank tells us our record-setting winter has completely erased the last 3 years of drought.
This has been an incredible turnaround. I mean, honest to goodness, you could not have scripted a more dramatic flip.
Our meteorologist says while it's mind-boggling, we still need to change our water use habits in the long run if we want the gains to stick. We don't know what happened, but police confirmed there was a drowning along the Jordan River Trail late last night. This happened near 500 North, and the victim was an adult male. First aid was provided, but the man died at the scene late last night. Salt Lake City police have yet to release the name of the victim. KSL News Time 3:34. Our top national story this hour, explosions were reported in Moscow this morning. Drones, presumably from Ukraine, were intercepted. Russia's president has a strong reaction to the attack on his country's capital.
Vladimir Putin has been today sort of once again trying to claim that the attack in Moscow proves that Russia is under attack in his mind, not only from Ukraine, but from NATO too. But he negates the quite obvious context that not only has Ukraine obviously been under attack for more than a year from Russia, but also over the last three consecutive nights, Ukrainian cities have come under really, really heavy bombardments from both those lethal explosive drones, Russian launched, and Russian missiles too.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Ukraine's capital. They've decided to demolish a Davenport, Iowa apartment building that partially collapsed over the weekend. But some people are worried that there might still be victims inside.
Johnny Wood says she's not convinced everyone who was in that building has gotten out.
The news report said everyone is accounted for. I said if everyone is accounted for, where is my nephew?
Her nephew Brandon and one other person could still be inside, which is why Cassandra Irwin is against the demolition that had been scheduled for Tuesday.
Unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. There are still families looking for their loved ones in there. And they could be stranded, they could be unconscious, they could be hurt.
The rear portion of the six-story building collapsed Sunday night after months of complaints from residents about plumbing and water leakage in the building. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time for first look traffic now at 3:35. Ricky Meese joins us, and not much?
Well, we actually have some a new issue for drivers in West Valley into Magna. It's a new crash, possible injuries blocking a left lane westbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching 7200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A mistake by a star, and we'll have the story next.
What's up, everybody?
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.